The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, a People Before Profit bill to ban hare coursing, the controversial activity of letting muzzled dogs chase hares before they're released, is being debated in the Dáil today. This is before a vote on Wednesday, with the government parties enforcing a whip on TDs. But as TDs were recently allowed a free vote on relaxing the abortion laws, some TDs are calling for a non-whipped vote again on this. And one such TD is Jennifer Whitmore, the Social Democrat TD for Wicklow and party spokesperson on agriculture, food, fisheries, and the marine. Jennifer, you're very welcome to the show. You are, if I'm right, against hare coursing?
Good afternoon, Ciara. Yes, I am. I think it's I would very loosely term it a sport. I think it's a really cruel activity that no longer belongs in a modern Ireland. In fact, Ireland is only one of three countries that allow hare coursing. And I, for the life of me, just do not understand how we can still allow this activity to continue. So I am absolutely against, and as are the Social Democrats, absolutely against this activity.
And do you expect that the government parties are going to be whipped to vote in favour of protecting hare coursing?
My understanding is that the whip is being applied. I know there is a number of government TDs who have spoken against hare coursing. They actually don't, want hare coursing to be allowed. But they're saying in the media that actually they have to, because there will be a whip applied to their vote. So they will have to vote against this bill when it comes to the vote. And I just think that's inherently unfair. I think in issues like this that are, I suppose, issues more of morals or ethics, and less along the sort of right-left divide, of politics, I think it's really important that individual TDs are allowed and they're given a vote of conscience in these matters.
Okay. And how hard is it? I mean, you're in a political party, and I'm sure the whip can be applied to you at times as well. How hard is it to go against the whip? Because, as you rightly say, there are TDs who are against hare coursing but are within parties that look like they may be whipped to vote in favour of it.
Look, it's very hard to go against the whip, because ultimately you will be put, outside the operation of the parliamentary party. You won't be involved in any of those decision processes. And it ultimately is up to each party how they would deal with it. But what we've seen previously, that if an individual goes, and makes a different vote or a different decision against the party position, that they are put outside that parliamentary party for a number of time, whether it's 6 months or 9 months. And it is a very difficult place for those TDs to be. And I just think, we recently, as you said, had a vote of conscience for government TDs in relation to the Health Amendment Bill. And, at the time, the Taoiseach to Simon Harris said that free votes should be given more freely to TDs.
Just for listeners, that's on relaxing the 3-day waiting period for people who would like to have a termination.
That's right. And, yeah. And it's, because it is, again, a matter of conscience, and, sure, people can feel very passionately about it either way. At the time, Simon Harris said, that he thinks that there should be more opportunities to relax the whip when it comes to voting. And I believe that actually when it comes to animal cruelty matters, I think that this is a perfect opportunity for the government to relax the whip in this regard and to let their TDs vote whichever way they feel.
I know you're speculating here, or I'm asking you to speculate here, but a recent Red Sea poll found that 77% of Irish people agree that live hare coursing should be banned. So why do you think, first of all, the government is not voting to ban it? And also, why do you think they would actually be whipping people to, I suppose, support it?
Do you know, Ciara, that is the one question that I cannot find an answer to. I don't understand, when you have these polls and such a clear majority of people in Ireland want something stopped, I don't know why there's some parties that will continue to fight for it, and indeed, as you said, the government is refusing to ban it, similar with fox hunting, with dogs. There's just such huge public support. So I it's one of those things that I just cannot understand, how a government can continue to stand beside a policy that the clear majority of people don't want to have in place. And I also think that makes it even more unfair on the TDs, because if you 77% of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael TDs may be against hare coursing, and they could be now forced to vote for it, if that sort of standard was applied. So, you know, I don't understand why government, and it's one of those things that I constantly think about.
In general, that matters of conscience, be they right to die, be they things related to abortion, or be they things related to animal cruelty, and I'm sure there are other things that we could come up with if we thought about it long enough, that they should all be exempt from a whip. And if that was the case, would it make it quite difficult to pass any kind of legislation on matters like that?
No, I don't think so. I think what it would be more representative. I think there's some matters that are just, and beliefs that are held so deeply. I think it's important that TDs get to express their own principles and their beliefs in that. And as I said, they're things that tend not to fall along, you know, the sort of general spectrum of politics where you've left wing and right wing, you know. And so I think it would, you know, it is really important to enable TDs to vote with their conscience on this. And actually, if you look to other parliaments, they do allow free votes a lot more often than we do in Ireland. And, you know, I think that maybe, particularly with these kind of issues, I think the government should allow their TDs to vote with their own moral conscience on this. I think it would be much better for democracy if they did. I think it would enable them to represent not only their principles, but also the principles of their constituents in a much better manner than whipping them on these kind of matters.
All right. Look, thank you for joining us on that. That's Jennifer Whitmore, their Social Democrat and TD for Wicklow. I'd love to know what people think about it. I don't like hair coursing myself, Shane. I don't know why we still have it. I think it's cruel. I think there is an argument that could be made about things like fox hunting because people want to cull foxes at times to protect livestock and farmlands. But being cruel to a hare causes no trouble to anybody.
I'm kind of interested in the issue where you draw the line in relation to party whip. Because
and where do you think that line should be?
I don't know. Is the answer. And it does, should this
they
be...
They have given free votes in matters of conscience
before.
Yeah,
I think like abortion, for example, to me, that's a no-brainer.
As in a free vote.
It should be a free vote. But when you start going to issues like animals, I'm not convinced that... I'm not saying it doesn't.
I would suggest that an issue of animal cruelty, as many people would see hair coursing to be, is one of ethics. And that is a very difficult thing to ask someone to... It's all very well and good to say we vote for a financial package in the budget that maybe you don't agree with every bit of, but the government has to get it through to govern the country and to, you know, make fiscal choices and what have you. But cruelty to animals... Anyway.
No, fair.
Love to know what you think. And Shane is quite right. The whip system serves a purpose, but where should the line be? We'd love to hear your thoughts. 087 1400 106.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.